President Milos Zeman has said that he would halt a criminal investigation into the so-called stork's nest case that's dogged Prime Minister Andrej Babiš for some years. His talk of a possible pardon has been widely condemned as an attempt to undermine the judiciary and contradicts a vow he made before being re-elected president. Brian Kennedy has the story.
The Supreme Prosecutor's Office has yet to accept or reject a decision by this Prague state attorney, a subordinate, to halt the criminal investigation into whether Mr. Babiš illegally acquired 2 million euros in EU subsidies for his stork's nest complex a decade ago. Regardless of the outcome, President Zeman told the commercial TV station Barrandov in his weekly interview on Thursday that he would exercise his constitutional authority to halt the process by so-called abolishment, if necessary. It is not the first time President Zeman has used his rights to help Mr. Babiš, a Slovak-born billionaire whose ANO party swept into office on a pledge to root out government corruption. Last year, the president broke protocol and gave the technocrat centrist a second chance to form a government, rather than turning to another party after Mr. Babiš failed to get a parliamentary majority. But during a debate on Czech television in late January 2018, shortly before winning re-election to the presidency, asked if he would ever try to halt the stork's nest investigation, Mr. Zeman gave an emphatic no.
For God's sake, under no circumstances, no, because he must clear his name himself.
The debate moderator then asked if Mr. Zeman was quite certain he would not later change his mind.
First of all, in my 5 years as president, I have never halted an investigation, and I would not change my mind because I would be absolutely ridiculed.
That prediction has proved prescient. Opposition politicians and commentators have called him out for hypocrisy and accused the president of trying to undermine the rule of law. For his part, Supreme Public Prosecutor Pavel Zeman, no relation to the president, said through a spokesman that his office will continue its independent assessment of the merits of the case. A decision to confirm or annul the suspension must come within 3 months. Should Pavel Zeman decide to annul the decision of his subordinate and President Milos Zeman abolish that decision, the Constitution stipulates that the Prime Minister must sign off on that abolishment. In effect, Mr. Babiš would co-sign his own pardon. The irony was not lost on Constitutional Court Judge Emeritus Stanislav Balík, who told Czech television such possibility probably did not occur to the authors of the Constitution.
There is no historical precedence, but of course it's ridiculous, as if a soldier announced, "I command myself." Without a doubt, this is quite an odd and paradoxical situation, but the Constitution does not provide for the eventuality of such a double role.